preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Oh, wow, the big celebration this weekend. You know what that is, don't you?
Woohoo! It's the Litterpalooza.
Anything, everything you want to know about cat litter, dog litter, but...
We're afraid to ask.
We weren't afraid to ask. We inquired. We're shameless here at Animal Radio. We have all the answers for you this weekend about, elimination problems you may be having with your cat or your dog or any questions you have about litters. That's what Litterpalooza is about. And I'll tell you what, we just started and we've already had to bump three guests here. That's
wow.
How far. Let's go to the phones. 1-866-405-8405. Hi, who's this?
This is Cindy from Flagstaff.
Hi, Cindy. What station are you listening on? It's Flagstaff. It's AM 600, right?
It sure is.
Very good. Glad to hear from you in Flagstaff. What's the weather like today?
Oh, it's going to be a scorcher.
It seems like it's been real hot the last few days.
Yeah, it cools off at night, but it's hot during the day.
Yeah, okay. What can we do for you on this great Litterpalooza?
Well, you know, my cat goes all the way over to the box. He knows where it is. He sniffs around, and then he proceeds to squat right in front of it.
Oh, you mean he doesn't go in the box?
He won't go in the box.
Has he ever gone in the box?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
How old is he?
He's about 3.
Regular old cat?
Regular old cat, and I just, you know, been reading a lot of stuff on the internet about litters and stuff, and some of the ones smell, and I thought I would try this stuff. It's got really big pellets on it, and it smells good. But...
So this is something new you're trying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, just some of the things that you've just said, you know, it's like two strikes right there. First of all, you said big pellets.
And
normally cats don't like the feel.
Of big pellets.
Yeah, it's like picture you walking on something like that. It's very uncomfortable. They like something a little bit more finer, you know, a fine granule. And while we like the good smelling stuff, perfume and stuff like that,
they don't like that.
They don't like
it. But most importantly, you tried something new and you noticed a change right after that. And that's pretty much with anything that applies to your animal. If you try something new and they have a reaction, perhaps it's what you're trying.
Yeah.
I would suggest probably going back to the old litter.
Either go back to the old litter or find something else. If you weren't happy with the old litter, find something else that doesn't smell, that's a granule. And is your box covered?
It is.
It is covered?
Yeah.
Well,
that's another thing that sometimes they don't like. They don't like to be enclosed in certain places.
And what that does also is it keeps the smell inside, you know? So it kind of keeps that stink in there, and they're very particular about
how
their
things smell.
Yeah, so either go back to the old litter or try something new, but get rid of the pellets and get rid of the scent, and you might have to chuck the cover.
Yeah. What's your cat's name?
Bob.
Well, we got some kitty toys for Bob, okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
1-866-405-8405. Litterpalooza. Let's get all the litter questions out of the way here. Pet historian and author, Catherine Greer, joining us. No stranger to Animal Radio. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Nice to talk to you again.
Litterpalooza. This is the one time of year, you know, next door they're roasting weenies and shooting off fireworks over here. We're talking litter talk. You know, to be able to take these animals that have really moved into our houses and into our bedrooms, of course, we had to facilitate that with the invent of the litter. And since you're the world famous historian, actually the only pet historian I know, but and the best, I got to say.
Thank you.
The best and the only, but you know, I
have a niche market.
Yeah, you got it going on there, just like Animal Radio. Tell us a little bit about the litter and its advent.
Sure. Well, kitty litter or cat litter in the modern form that we know is a pretty recent development.
When you say recent, what's recent? Like
recent as in 1947.
Okay.
And the origin of modern cat litter, and we can talk a little bit about what people did before it came along, comes along with an entrepreneur named Edward Lowe, whose father had a small business that provided fuller's clay for cleaning up grease spills.
Oh, okay.
And one day, someone came to Edward Lowe and said, I can't stand it anymore. You know, I've got to find something to use besides sand for my cat's litter box. And he said, well, why don't you take some of this stuff home? She liked the Fuller's Earth. He realized that he might be onto something, and the man literally packaged bags of it in paper sacks and took it to a local pet store. From that point on, he realized that to make a market for this product that he needed to hit the road. So he started to market the product by traveling to cat shows and then also to pet stores. And eventually, by the 1950s, he figured out that if he got a national advertising campaign going, that he could come up with a market that would include supermarkets and make cat litter part of the normal purchases that pet owners were making.
Well, and now it's a multi-million dollar industry with many people, distributors, manufacturers trying to get a little share of the pie. What did they do before 1947?
Well, before 1947, a cat lover who wanted to keep his or her cat indoors had to be a pretty dedicated person. Now, I've got lots of documentation of cat lovers who let their cats spend at least part of the time indoors. But if they needed a litter box, then they had to provide either torn up paper, sand, cinders and ashes from the fireplace, or something like wood shavings. So they had to have those kinds of materials. They either had to have access for them or they had to have them delivered in barrels. And it was pretty messy and pretty stinky.
We're seeing a proliferation of dog products now. Porta-potties.
Yeah, wee-wee pads and all.
are they starting to come indoors as far as making the same evolution?
Well, I think where that stuff, that's a very special niche market. And it has two particular groups that it appeals to. One is people who are having a little trouble with house training, and sometimes they find the wee-wee pads or some of that kind of material helpful. But there's a niche market that has developed for the urban dog owner with the mini dog, the Chihuahuas and the other small dogs, and those folks are now trying to train and have successfully trained their dogs to use essentially a litter box.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can train the cats to use the toilet. Can we train the dogs to use the toilet?
Well, cats have better balance, so I don't know.
They're cleaner, too.
They are cleaner.
You don't want to use a toilet after a German Shepherd's used the toilet.
No, that's exactly right.
Okay. Well, you certainly know a lot about litter and a lot about animals.
Sad, isn't it?
No, it's great because if I can't find your book, you're the next best thing to really knowing what went on with animals, how they were treated, and what has changed and how they're going to be treated.
Thanks. I sure appreciate your interest in my work.
It is Litterpalooza 2006. You got to know your Litterpalooza history. And it continues right after this on Animal
Radio. Thank you.
Oh, looks like you caught me peeking in your bathroom closet. Hi, I'm Bee Humane, star of Bee Humane Go Shopping. Perhaps you've heard of me. You've got a lot of stuff that was tested on animals. Shampoo, cleaner, mascara. Did you know that some of these companies still test their products on animals? Throw this stuff out. You see, you have a choice when buying your household and cosmetic products. You can make a difference for animals by only buying cruelty-free products. What? How do you know these products are cruelty-free? Request a free compassionate shopping guide from AAVS. To know which companies are cruelty-free, just call 1-800-SAY-AAVS or visit www.aavs.org and look for my movie, Be Humane, Go Shopping. Don't forget, 1-800-SAY-AAVS or visit www.aavs.org.
Hi, Hal Abrams with Animal Radio, and I want to tell you about a very powerful novel. Animal Instinct is a page-turning book on crusading for the animals that you and I can relate to. You'll read about Eleanor Green as she quits her job and joins the animal rights movement. Eleanor believes that animals are her true calling, and she endures the daily batterings from her tyrant boss to gain some kindness for the animals. Not only will you be shocked and amazed at the unexpected outcome, you'll be moved by her plight along the way. Animal Instinct is available at bookstores everywhere and at Animal Instinct Novel.com.
Scoop Free is the first litter box you can leave alone for weeks at a time with no scooping, cleaning, or refilling.
Scoop Free is a revolution in automatic litter boxes. Its disposable throwaway trays are filled with fresh step crystal litter that provide unbeatable odor control and are so convenient. After about 30 days per cat, just replace a disposable litter tray and that's it.
Just load it, leave it, and love it. Available at select pet stores and at scoopfree.com.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
And it's Litterpalooza 2006. Animal Radio is brought to you by Scoop Free, the first litter box you can leave alone for weeks at a time with no scooping, cleaning, or refilling. Just load it, leave it, and love it. Available at select pet stores and at scoopfree.com. By the way, this is not part of the advertisement there. We're actually testing one of those in studio, batting 1,000 right.
So far. Yeah, so good.
We love it. And we're actually going to talk to the founder, the creator, in just a couple of minutes. Also, Vicki Hall's on the way.
Animal Radio is also brought to you by BioSpot, premium flea and tick control products for dogs and cats. Use BioSpots on your pets, in your house, and even in your car. BioSpot is available at your local pet store or visit www.biospot.com.
Hi, Vicki.
Hello.
How are you doing? We're calling across the pond to Vicki Halls, no stranger to Animal Radio. You're really just cat expert, behaviorist, psychologist. You're just all around cat guru, is what
absolutely.
I'd like to call it.
Absolutely.
It's our big Litterpalooza show. Today in America, this weekend, we are celebrating Independence Day. More specifically, at Animal Radio Network, it's Litterpalooza.
And where can we start?
Well, let's talk about inappropriate urination or elimination.
Right.
Which is something that everyone deals with once or twice, sometimes right out of the blue. A cat that's been urinating perfectly in the litter decides to go other places.
Or goes right next to it. Outside.
Yep, exactly.
What's going on there, Vicki?
I think what we've got to bear in mind is go back to basics. You know, we're talking predominantly about house cats, cats who are confined indoors.
Uh-huh.
Now, as soon as you get that scenario, you get a situation where the owner, the human, has to choose where that cat eliminates. And it's quite often a single site, a particular type of litter pan or litter box, mm-hmm. a particular type of litter material, and all the decisions are made by the owner.
Sure.
There may be a polythene liner in there or some deodorizer or something. Now, immediately we've got a situation where it's entirely possible that's not going to be perfectly right for the cat.
Uh-huh.
Now, beyond that, you have all sorts of other, I call them mitigating circumstances, why cats would actually not use that litter box.
Okay, what are some of those?
Right. The first one is that there are more than one cat in the household, and you have one litter box, and cat number one sits in front of the litter box and very nonchalantly licks its paw. Cat number two wants to use the litter box, but cat number one knows that cat number two doesn't want to pass him.
Uh-huh.
No. So you get that litter-blocking psychological warfare thing. Meantime, the other cat goes off with cross legs, desperate to use it, and, you know, unfortunately, a little indiscretion occurs somewhere else in the house.
So there should be, obviously, more than one litter per cat. In fact, shouldn't there be more than one litter per cat?
I have this magic formula, and it goes one litter box per cat plus one in different locations, not in a row, because that constitutes one place that one cat can very successfully block.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
So if you've got two cats, for example, it's quite easy. Math, you just have three boxes.
For us here at the studios, we have four cats, so we need five boxes around the studios.
Well, one could argue you need five boxes if you've got a problem.
Okay.
If everything's going fine and none of your cats has any problem with urinary tract disease or the odd indiscretion, then however many boxes you've got is just fine. You know, if you haven't got a problem, don't try and fix it.
Should we be putting different litter in these different boxes? You say put them in different locations.
Well, not necessarily. Now, if we're talking about mitigating circumstances, going back to your original question,
yes.
It could be that the actual material you're using in the litter box is aversive to the cat. Mm-hmm. Now, it could be that that cat will use that litter material for quite a while, but every time it goes, you can almost hear it saying, God, I really hate this. You know, I really don't want to use this, but I know it's where I'm supposed to go. Now, if you add on top of that slight aversion to the litter a bit of stress, maybe you go away for a while, or maybe you change the cat's diet, or you know, you get a bit stressed about something, or something happens environmentally, or you put a new carpet down or whatever. A bit more stress on top of that, and the next time your cat visits the litter tray, it goes, I'm sorry, I just can't do it. I can't use that tray, I'm too wound up, I hate it. And it almost like exaggerates their original aversion. That's when, as Judy said, the cat will go beside it.
New carpet will do that, huh?
Well, it could be anything, because if you think about it, if you've got an indoor cat used to the smell, it's very close to the carpet, remember, the sensation of the carpet, the smell of the carpet, suddenly one day lots of men come along and do lots of banging and ripping and everything's a bit different, and the surface underfoot changes dramatically, and there's a very strong smell from the carpet because right. There may be a repellent on it or something. That's a major upheaval for your cat.
Sure, okay. Difference between spraying and urinating, because they're both... They both can take place out of the litter box, and they both mean two different things.
Correct. And actually, do you know how it's even more complicated than that? Because you spraying, in theory, is all about standing up, quivering tail, and putting a tiny little jet of urine onto a vertical surface.
Yes.
And it's a marking behavior. It's used for all sorts of territorial communication. And if a cat does it within an area where it should be feeling very safe, it does indicate that there's some anxiety involved. Now, also, if your cat, for example, passes a larger quantity of urine when it sprays, then actually what you're seeing is something completely different. You may be seeing a cat possibly with uncomfortable urination.
Maybe a medical problem is what you're saying.
Exactly.
So we figured out that there's at least three kinds of inappropriate urination. If your cat is, let's say he goes up to a wall or a vertical surface and his tail sort of shakes when he does it. He's spraying. He's trying to mark his territory. It could be he feels not safe in his territory. It could
Correct.
Be a cat outside the window that is ticking him off somehow.
Yes.
Another inappropriate urination, of course, is maybe like spraying with a little more urine. That may be showing you that there's a medical problem and you should go to the vet pronto.
Correct.
And, of course, there's the maybe just can't get into the litter or doesn't want to use the same litter and just goes big puddles somewhere else.
Yes.
This could be multiple cat households. It might want to get more than one litter, might want to move around the litter. All of these covered in your book. By the way, do you have a new book coming out?
I do.
What is that?
You know, I'm stumbling now because it's called Cat Detective over here, but I think in the US it's going to be How to Be a Cat Detective.
Oh, a totally different name. Okay.
Yes, I don't know why they did that. They just wanted to make it a bit longer. So How to Be a Cat Detective, it's going to be called in America. And it's basically taking all the concepts of my original book, Cat Confidential, and saying to people, okay, that's given you the basics about this. Let's now empower you.
When will we see that book here?
October.
We will look forward to it. We'll speak to you hopefully before then again.
I hope so. It'll be great, Hal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vicki Halls, exclusively on Animal Radio Network.
I'm so sorry to have the final word. Hi, this is Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, and you're listening to Animal Radio. Don't have a cow, man.
Well, you've heard us talking about Get Serious, the pet stain odor and pheromone extractor for several months now, and how easily it removes carpet stains left from cat vomit. Now I want to talk to you about a problem dog owners face. It's called remarking. If your dog remarks, you might have thought about banishing him from the house, or worse, taking him to the shelter. You use other cleaners, but your dog keeps going back to the same spot. Don't blame your pet because you used a product that didn't get the job done. End the problem with Get Serious. Pheromones, they're something you can't smell. They draw them back to the same spot. Get Serious is the only product that totally extracts the pheromone so your pets won't be attracted back to remark. Get Serious is recommended by rescue groups and veterinarians, and Get Serious keeps pets in homes and out of shelters. You can find Get Serious at PetSmart and in fine pet stores all over. Visit their website at GetSeriousProducts.com. Again, that's GetSeriousProducts.com.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Hey, stop having so much fun over there.
You bet.
Well, it's the big Litterpalooza 2006 special. I wait for that year after year after year. And it's brought to you by Quicken Loans. Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? You know, it really is easy with Quicken Loans. Write down this number, 1-800-314-1033. You may not need the number now, but think about it. You'll be taking a shower later on tonight and you'll say, I really could lower my mortgage. By 33%, that's a lot of cash. Where's that number Hal gave me? 1-800-314-1033. It's Quicken Simple Solution Loan. Hi, who's this?
John from Portland, Oregon.
From Portland, Oregon. How you doing today?
Good, good.
What can we do for you today?
Well, my wife for a long while, she's wanted to get a puppy, and she's been listening to somebody, I don't know who for sure, but she thinks she can potty train it in a litter box. Is that possible?
Yes.
You know, a couple years ago, I might have said no, but today you would be surprised at all the products and litter boxes that are out there just for dogs.
And if you have an internet connection, you can just Google it. Go on, and there's litter boxes that actually have paper, ground-up paper. There's litter boxes that have grass, just like you're taking them to the park. There's all kinds of alternatives to taking the dog out for the walk now. So, yes, she's right. Yes. Whoever she's been listening to, she's right.
Oh, she's right again. They're usually right. You know, we let them be anyways.
You gotta go with it, even if you're wrong. You know.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for calling today.
Okay. Have a good day. Thank you much.
1-866-405-8405. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Hal. How are you?
Very good. Alan Cook joining us today. Of course, a litter special would not be
complete.
I don't even think it would start without mentioning Scoop Free. You know, there's a lot of alternatives to the conventional litter, and some are smart ideas, some are not so smart ideas. This is the one that caught my attention. I really like this personally, is Scoop Free. Alan Cook, you're the big cheese over there at Lucky Litter, are you not?
Of sorts, yes I am.
Well, tell us a little bit about Scoop Free, how it came about.
Well, it came about with a personal experience cleaning a litter box. And while I love the cats, I didn't like the box and really thought there had to be a better way.
Sure.
And we tried some of the other automated devices to clean the litter, and we found that, you know, you still got to stick your hands into the waste. You still got to handle the litter, and I found it was almost as much work as a conventional litter box.
Right.
Yeah, they were good ideas, but they didn't really get you away from scooping out the feces, huh?
You still had to handle the mess.
Yes.
And that's what really got us, you know, thinking about Scoop Free, which after many years of trial and error, we've come through with a revolutionary breakthrough litter box you can leave alone for up to 30 days.
Whoa.
Wow.
30 days? A month?
A month. So, yeah, imagine not touching litter or handling poop for an entire month.
Wow. Okay, well, now how does this work?
Well, it's built around a disposable throwaway litter tray.
Okay.
And all you do is replace that tray as little as once a month if you have one cat or twice a month if you have two cats, and that's it.
Okay. Now, are there electronic or moving parts? How does this operate? How does it clear itself?
Well, it's a two-piece system. The throwaway tray is made of cardboard and it's filled with Fresh Step brand crystals. And the other unit plugs into an electric outlet, and it's smart. It has a sensor that knows when your cat's in the box.
Okay.
And 20 minutes later, it sends a rake quietly through the litter to push all the poop off to the side.
Okay. Now, if I have a cat and I know they poop a lot, what happens to all that poop in 1 month? That's going to be pretty full.
Well, this is what's really unbelievable about this. The crystals do not clump. So now we put the clumping litters, you get the urine clump.
Yeah. Right.
There's no clumps with Scoop Free.
Okay.
What happens is all the liquids get absorbed by the crystals, and the solids get dried out, and they shrink and they shrivel.
They shrink?
So the poop will shrink to about half its original size.
Wow.
So because there's no clumps of urine and the solids shrink, that's how we can fit so much waste into a really small space. And because it's covered and it got the Fresh Step crystals locking away the odors, it doesn't smell.
Hmm.
Wow.
Okay. What about it being easy to move around the house or take it with you. We like to put it, put our litters in our RVs and take it when we travel. Is it easy to carry, or is it just a whole production?
No, it's fabulous for travel because the throwaway cartridges weigh less than 6 pounds. So you can tuck them under your arm. They're easy to carry. We're told we have some older customers who often have, they used to have their kids come over to take care of the litter box.
Mm-hmm.
But these throwaway trays are so easy to handle, they can change the litter all by themselves. So if you go on vacation, you have two choices. You can take one of the throwaway trays with you, and you have a portable litter box that doesn't smell, and you can throw in the trash when you're all done. Or sometimes when I travel for work, because the litter takes care of itself, I have friends that come over and they want to play with my cat. He's a really cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
And since they don't have to deal with the litter box, my friends will come over, they'll play with Lucky, and he's a really happy camper.
What about noise? Do I have to listen to this thing go off? And
well,
the
not
noise
only you, but it'll
cat.
Freak the cat out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's we designed the box to be a lot quieter than some of the other ones that have come before us, and it makes a very low hum. So it doesn't matter if the cat uses the box in the middle of the day or in the middle at night. The box operates quietly, not disturbing you or your cat.
Batteries? I got to put batteries in it and then continually buy batteries, I assume?
Nope. We found that the batteries get sucked dry really quickly.
Sure.
So it plugs into it in an electric outlet, but we provide an extra long 10-foot cord to give you a lot of flexibility of where you can put the box.
Wow.
And this is the real obvious one for me, multi-cat households.
Well, you know what? The box works wonderfully well if you have one cat or two cats. But veterinarians generally recommend you have at least one litter box for each of your cats, plus one extra one.
Okay.
We recognize that might be a little bit of a challenge, but we recommend that if you have three or four cats, that you really set them up with at least two scoop trays.
Wow. I like this. This is definitely the number one pick for Litterpalooza this year. Just an amazing, and I saw this device at the Global Pet Expo
a few weeks back. Yes, we saw a demonstration.
And it's an amazing little device. It's about time is what I'm thinking.
Well, thanks. We really designed it to be easy and convenient for you and, delightfully clean for your cat. And, there's nothing to scoop. There's nothing to fill. There's nothing to clean for weeks at a time. So you got something that's easy, it's clean, it's hands-off. It's really, we're excited. We think we've created the world's first no-touch litter box.
It's created used with crystals. Is it hard to switch your cat over from a clumping to a crystal? Do they adjust to it?
We're finding the adjustment is pretty straightforward. Most cats readily adapt. What we suggest is you just take a handful of your old litter to put it on the new box to help the cat get familiar with the scent. Most cats know switch over right away.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a little bit of additional help, not only do we have some tips on our website, we have a toll-free number. It's 888-726-MEOW. You can call someone, talk to a live person, and they'll help you with the transition.
Guarantees? You got a guarantee?
Wonderful guarantee. 90 days, try me, money-back guarantee. So if you or your cats, for whatever reason, it sounds great, but you just say, it just doesn't work out, you don't even have to make an excuse of why. You just tell us that you're having an issue, and we're not only are we going to refund your money, we're going to pick up the return shipping, too.
Wow.
You can't beat that. Sign me up. There you go. The website is www.scoopfree.com.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to remember. And remember everything you've heard on the show today. URLs at animalradio.com. Alan, thanks for this awesome idea that's made my life easier. It's going to make everybody else's life easier.
Hal, Judy, thank you so much.
Let's see. I have a prize package I want to give away. It's a 4th of July prize package. Call us at 1-866-405-8405. Tell us, how many litters should a 3-cat household have? How many litters should a 3-cat household have? If you know the answer, 1-866-405-8405. We'll put together a great package for your cats or your dog. Next week, our pet containment and enclosure special. If you're thinking about getting a cattery or anything like that, this is something you're going to want to be listening to next week right here on this station. Also, the Animal Radio Angel. Boy, we just keep pushing this off week after week because we're running out of time. The summer giveaway has started. We haven't talked a lot about it on air yet because we haven't had time, but you can learn more at animalradio.com. We want to welcome Petmate and Drinkwell and Samsung to the giveaway. Let's see, the very funny Emily Yaffe joins us next week, as well as Dr. Jonathan Balcom and Animal Instinct author Dorothy Hayes. Remember, there's lots more at animalradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of full-time animal programming at animalradio.com. If you get an animal this week,
spay or neuter.
If it happens to be a cat,
don't declaw.
And if you need a certain breed,
go online to a breed rescue. Don't buy from a breeder.
There's so many animals being put to sleep. Please, if you can, go to a breed rescue. And have a happy 4th weekend. Be safe. We'll see you next weekend right here on this fine station.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.